Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for everything, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
We thank you and we praise you. Glory to God. You're good God. Thank you, Lord. There's leaders this morning. Give us a leader's anointing. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness. Praise your name. Come on, we're going to talk with him. Glory to God. Praise you for your handiwork. Praise you for your creation. Glory to God. Praise you for your victory, your glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We welcome your presence in this place. Make known your presence in this place. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We praise you. We honor you. Glory to God. We praise you and we honor you. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your creation. Thank you for manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for harmony with the Spirit. Glory to God. We welcome you. We praise you. You're the only God. You're the true and living God. We praise you. Glory, 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 glory. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you this morning for this leadership conference. Thank you. I know you're taking us places we have not been before. May we have open eyes, open ears, open understanding. May the scriptures be open. May a residing place for the Holy Spirit be open. May we move in dimension of the Spirit that we have not been before. Thank you for these men and women who have submitted themselves to your kingdom. Open our eyes to this great revival that you want to bring in our midst. Thank you that we'll be able to walk in it, talk it, and carry it out on your behalf. Thank you for your help, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for your help.
The precious name of Jesus, we seek your face this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. We praise your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. Genesis chapter 1. If you're taking note, we're going to deal with something that the Lord apostolically want to get back into his assignment. And so you need to have this. The purpose of the apostolic, the purpose of the apostolic, Genesis chapter 1, the purpose of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth government structure. The purpose of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth government structure. And it's for a reason, because the next part will tell you it's for a reason. And some of the reason of this second part is going to happen here this morning. Which allows the portals, P-O-R-T-A-L, of the supernatural to be open. Which allows the portals of the supernatural to be open. Far beyond religion, far beyond routine services. One of the mistakes that have been made for years is the church has been institutionalized, became an institution. And she's not an institution, she's a living organism. And so it seemed like God had birthed in my spirit to birth in your spirit the revival that need to come to the church that's been out for centuries. And if you birth it in the leaders, then we can birth it in the people who follow us. So the first thing I want you to see is creation dominion. When you were created by God, man was created by God, he was created to dominate. So we're going to look at the what I call is creation dominion. We lost that. Has to be recovered. But I want to look at one or two scriptures, what God said when he created us. And we're going to talk about the revival of kingdom dominion. The revival of kingdom dominion. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have what?
Dominion.
Let them have what?
Dominion.
And let them have what?
Dominion.
Dominion. Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Look, notice the word over. Over. Now that's where the church is supposed to be.
Right.
And that's where the believer, you and I, believers, should be in dominion.
Right.
Over.
Yes, sir.
So get a concept of that word over, because that's a word that describes dominion. So you say it over and over again. You know, is that?
Yes,
and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And what else? Over the fowl of the air. And what else? And over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Yes, sir.
That's total dominion, isn't
it? Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then we go to the 27th verse. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And notice what verse 28 says. Right. Now we're talking about creation dominion, which man lost when he, at the fall. But the revival that we're going to teach you about this morning started. You're going to bring it back. But it's going to be a kingdom dominion. 28 verse, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Thank God we can be fruitful.
Yes, sir.
And multiply.
Right.
Then he says, and replenish. Fill it. It means fill.
Right.
That means fill and move about. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Then he says, and have what?
Dominion.
Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now notice he told us to be blessed, to be fruitful, to multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion.
Right.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
We're not doing that.
No, sir.
But thank God he opened our eyes. There's a certain impartation. Anointing that has to come on individuals for them to get back in that place because of the stagnation and the robbery that the enemy has done to the body of Christ. There's a few words I want you to, my wife and I woke up about 4 a.m. this morning, and I told her the Lord could have done it some other way, but there's some other thing he wanted me to see. We were over at the guest house, then we come back and the alarm wouldn't go on in the big house, and so we just, 4 o'clock, 4 something this morning, messing around now. But I saw some things that the Lord wanted me to see. But creation dominion. And then I'm going to show you a scripture in Daniel which describes kingdom dominion. And then I'm going to tell you a secret about your dominion.
Yes, sir.
You want to know the secret?
Yes, sir.
There's a secret I have. I'm going to tell you about your dominion. That all your life will change in this room.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
This morning.
Thank you, Father.
You see, because you can personify dominion.
Right.
Dominion can become personal to you wherever your domains are.
Yes, sir.
wherever you're operating, right. whatever you need to accomplish in life, you begin to dominate.
Yes, sir.
Because if you dominate for him, he'll produce dominion in your life.
Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, now, before I read this other scripture in Daniel, I want to tell you some things that will cause you not to dominate. Distraction, number one. Distraction. Distraction. Following distraction, the Holy Spirit said to me, comes derailment. You're off track. And that's how you use this complacency into the church and this compromising position in the church by distraction, derailment. Then you become double-minded. Then that completes deception. Then you think you're living, but you're living a defeated life. This dominion gonna correct all that.
Yes, sir.
You'll catch him when he try to distract you, try to put you in a losing position.
Yes, sir.
No, you're not talking to me.
Right.
I have dominion over you.
Yes.
You see, but it's work. It works. I got to get you to get there. It works. I got another word. What the enemy has done to the church, he's dismantled the church through distraction. He dismantled our power. We don't have the full power we should have. He's dismantled us by distraction, derailment, double-minded. That's complete deception, and then you're defeated. Even though you're quoting the scriptures and you're saying some things, you get some things accomplished, but you're not working in your full dominion.
Right.
What I said?
We're not working in our full dominion.
After this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Increments, yes, sir. Increments of your full dominion going to be in your steps.
Yes.
You receive that?
I receive.
Increment. Now, notice I said increment because I got to keep teaching you.
Right. Yes, sir.
But increments of your dominion will show up immediately.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Because there's the Holy Spirit in this room.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
And I said, increments of your dominion in your home and your affairs of your life going to show up immediately.
Amen. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because you're going to either be able to say, oh, Gene, that's a distraction.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If Gene don't see it, Denise will see it.
Right. Yes.
If Will don't see it, Emma will see it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's a distraction. That's a distraction. Next step, he's going to derail us in some kind of way.
Right.
All of you all who married and had this in your home.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There he come. Now, in looking at this scripture in Daniel chapter 7, I tell you, I didn't know this scripture, and the Concordia didn't give it to me. I'll tell you sometime God deal with me in this distraction we had this morning. I went to get another Bible, and I was dealing with this Bible, and I looked, and the Lord said, look right there. I said, what? He said, look right there. Look what he showed me. So there's nothing deep about Leroy found there. The Lord showed me. Look. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14.
Yes.
And there was given him dominion,
yes,
and glory, and a kingdom,
yeah,
that all people, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion
right,
is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that was shall not be destroyed.
Right.
Powerful voice, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, that voice is so powerful. And when I saw that this morning, I said, Lord, I reread it. And the Lord said, now I want you to talk about creation dominion, but I want you to revive is coming about my kingdom dominion.
Yes, sir.
And he said, that voice, Daniel's prophesying, the voice up before that, he's talking about Jesus. That's the kingdom Jesus would have. See, we Jesus.
Yeah,
we his church. We represent him. You see, we born again. We the sons. We the sons and daughters of God, right?
Yes, sir.
So whatever he is, we are.
Yeah.
See, he said we created us in his image. Then 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, yeah, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes, sir.
So we're created, you see, in his image. Now, go to Matthew 16. I'll start teaching you something now. Know the difference here. Let me tell you this. Know the difference here. Through promises, you got a lot of promises in the Bible, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
You walk. Mm-hmm. You learn to walk in dominion through promises.
Right.
Through principles, you learn to run. You run in dominion.
Yes, sir.
Through instruction, guess what? You fly.
Glory to God.
Look at this. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. See? The church, the dominion will cause you to fly in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
To fly in the anointing. To fly in revelation. Trip. Take 12 hours. Get on a plane, you'll be there in 1 hour and 10 minutes. You're not understanding me. Let me break it down. You're not understanding me. You're not catching what I'm saying. Through promises, you walk. Through principles, you run.
Yes, sir.
Through instruction, you fly.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It means from this day forward, you're going to recognize whether you're walking,
running,
or flying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you find yourself walking or running, you haven't hooked up yet.
Oh my God.
It's taking too long to get where you're going.
Right.
In the spirit.
Yes,
that's what dominion is about. Dominion is knowing how to walk and knowing how to run. But then when necessary, it knows how to fly. Check with the next 1,300 Christians you talk to and ask them, do they know anything about that? See. You fly with the eagles. They say, what is it? Isaiah 40:31? They that wait upon the Lord shall what? What else they say? I guess not, because you're not going to take no long trip walking.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what he say? Mount up on the wing of the eagle first.
Yes, sir.
This ministry will fly.
Yes, sir.
Now I'll give you a word the Lord told me, two words. He told me the people are coming.
Right.
Now, some 30-something years ago, some was with me then. He told me they'll come from the east, the west, north, and south. I'll buy them car and they put gas in it. Well, our ministry have had a flushing.
Yes, sir.
And this is the word that I don't want to use in these series. Texas is under trouble, but it's about to have a flood in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So what the Lord said, get back to them now, train them, because the people coming.
Right.
And then the Lord told me, says he emphasized it, and the partners coming.
Yes, sir.
Now we have, 6,000 partners now? But he said it's going to double. In a little while. So that's why I got to have people here know how to fly.
Yeah, right.
In their own personal affair.
Right. Yes,
you're not going to fly yet if you're not flying at home.
Right, that's right. Right.
Right.
See? You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't forget that. You need to meditate there because I see it's kind of skipped over your head.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
You've been walking and running, but it's time to fly.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now, so I may give you some promises, and I may preach on some promises, and I may preach on some principles, but as leaders, I'm here to instruct you. To give you instruction. Instruction has in it divine direction, in which I'm teaching on Wednesday night, divine direction. To place you in positions that you can see things happen. Amen. Not just have faith for it, but you can have manifestation in your life that you make you stronger in the things of God. Matthew 16. My goodness. You know that scripture in Daniel there, you need to go over and over.
Yeah.
I didn't stay with it. I stayed with it. I'll be here all the morning if I say it. So I just hope got through it, you know, amen. Matthew 16. Now we know that we know of this, but please don't sell it for what you know. Not this morning.
Right.
You don't want to sell it for what you know. Because the Holy Ghost is about to give you a leadership insight.
Yes.
It's the insight that all leaders need to have. I tell you, as a leader, I'm making myself less accessible to people. People take you as an asset,
right.
And they stop accessing. So I had a vision. The Lord said, make yourself. So I took all the archives down. The Lord told me to take them down. And you got to make effort to tap in.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Everything will be blackout. 50-mile radius here this morning. Nobody will be to see the broadcast. 50-mile radius. I have members staying home and having church at home. Their tube will be blank this morning. They need to be here.
Amen.
Too easy asset, so they won't access. Yeah, I'm not in a little store in Gonzales. I'm not a right furniture store, you know.
Right. Yes,
right. All right, here in Matthew 16. So when it black out, you'll know what it is. You
right.
Make ways to, so you can access it. In Matthew 16, verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. He said unto them, but who say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed. Well, all right, Lord, I see it. I'll do it. Reveal it unto thee. But my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter. You see that?
Yes.
And upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19 is the verse that I want you to see. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth and shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now you say that again in chapter 18. But I want to go to a favorite scripture to give you your first dominion insight that will take all average out of your life. You will never accept a substitute another day in your life for what the Father wants you to have.
Yes, sir.
The scripture, you may find it. It will say, seek, you shall find. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door will be open. Where that scripture at? Find it, because you're about to get the greatest revelation in your life. It's Matthew 7 somewhere?
Yes, sir.
Acts, and what it says? What one? Tell me who found it?
Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you.
So it's talking about asking, seeking, and knocking, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Those days are over for you. How? How? How they over? How they over? Ask and seek and knock. What do you mean? Jesus said, yeah, but he brought you to another degree we never knew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
From this day forward, instead of knocking, you're going to be unlocking.
Amen.
He said, I give you the keys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the theology changing. The theology is greater now. We really don't have to knock. We unlock.
Amen.
Why do you think he didn't give us the keys?
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What would it look like you going home at your house knocking?
Right.
You either got the keys or you got a combination to open it up.
Amen.
That combination is just like a key.
Amen.
He said, I give unto you the keys.
Yes.
So you have to move in the keys theology now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
The unlocking. Not knocking, unlocking.
Yes, sir.
So instead of praying about it, you say, Lord, I take that, you give it to me.
Right.
It's mine. Walk on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Lord love it.
Right. Amen.
The Lord love it. The Lord love a cheerful believer.
Right.
Yeah. Just say, oh, I see in your word, you say it's mine.
Right.
All right, I receive it. Walk on. Y'all here yet?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Instead of knocking, what you going to do?
Unlock.
So it's rhyme, knocking, unlocking.
Right.
See? Show your prayer. Show your acts. Show your seat. But I ain't doing no more knocking.
Right.
Because it wasn't me at the door knocking anyway. Who was knocking? Revelation 3:20, who was knocking? Jesus was knocking at the door. Because he wouldn't break in. You got to welcome him.
Yeah.
That wasn't for you to go knocking at no door.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I gave you the key.
Yes, sir.
Unlock it.
Yes, sir.
What I need to use my key? What I need to use my key? Revelation? Turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. I read 28, 29, 30, many years. And the Lord called me on the carpet. He says, you go back to verse 27 or you're not going to have my yoke. Unless the Lord reveal it to you.
Yes, sir.
Then you can come unto me, all you that live and hear and I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
But you can't come without revelation. You can't come with religion.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You can't come because you say, I've been to church.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
That wind whooping you, Andrew. I come over here every now and then, but you got a rough spot there, boy. My daughter like this here. I had to help keep Jesse woke. My goodness. Do you have this now, this revelation?
Oh, yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll do this.
Right.
If I need something,
right.
Yes, sir.
I'll just get my hand and say, all right, I got these kingdom keys.
Glory to God.
Unlock that and go about my business.
Right, yes, sir. Glory to God.
Now, it say Abraham was not weak in faith,
right. But
strong in faith,
right. Giving
glory to God, because he was fully persuaded,
yes, sir,
that what God has promised, he was also in Romans chapter 4.
Yes,
verse 21, 22, something like that.
Yes, sir.
20 and 21.
That's it.
Fully persuaded that what God unlock it.
Unlock it. Hallelujah.
You don't know what happened in your life just now.
Right. Hallelujah.
You know what happened in your life? Do you know the average Christian will never know this?
Right.
That I'm not a knocker.
Right.
I'm an unlocker.
Right.
It's my spiritual rights.
Right. Yes, sir.
To unlock my health, unlock my healing, unlock my finances.
Glory to God.
Someone come talk to me, your leader in the church. So what, we just unlock that.
Right.
They're going to fall out.
Right.
You say, you ain't going to pray? No, let's just unlock it.
Right.
Give them a scripture. Say, pretty good?
Yes.
That is great. I see you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
You ready to take notes? Sons and daughters have drifted from my plan in the kingdom of God. They drifted. See, Satan very seldom snatch you. He puts you on a drift. You drifted from my plan. The church had become an institution instead of a part of the kingdom. Watch what he says here now. And this is prophetical apostolic words that God has. I could say it all the way, but I'm just going to take it slow here. This words God dropped in my spirit. Many have drifted from my plan by subtlety and deception. Thus said the Lord, I'm about to bring many back in reminder of me. A remnant who will walk at a level I have designed for them.
Yes, sir.
Bless God. You better thank God you've been connected to this commission.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And to this vision.
Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Oh, yes, sir.
There's no small matter here we got here.
Oh, yes, sir.
This commission and vision God have given us.
Right.
It's not a small matter.
That's right.
Listen, place this in your life. I will not deal with substitutes. I'm here to give solution. Don't accept no substitute. You've already been given a solution. All you got to do is unlock it. And then he says to me this. He who surrenders will win in life. Then when you get it down, you can read it together. I'm just trying to get it open to you. The church will no longer move in numerical dimension, for worrying about how many people. But she now will move in kingdom, dominion, consciousness.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom, get that for sure. Kingdom, dominion, consciousness. I need you as leaders always to move in kingdom, dominion, consciousness with your keys in your hand. Your keys not only in your hand, your keys in your mind. You think victory. You think unlocking the spirit realm. You think I can't be shut out. From no promise, no principle, no instruction. I'm open. Keys, walk with your keys in your hand. Some men, you remember, even janitors wear the keys on their side.
Right.
Yeah, we leave, Christians leave their keys at home. The janitor always got a key.
Right.
You see him a big roll of keys here.
Yeah, right.
Kingdom, say this, kingdom,
kingdom.
Dominion.
Consciousness.
Now remember Matthew 16:19 give you, Jesus said, because of revelation, I give you the keys. I took you to Matthew 11:27 because he said, unless the Lord reveal it to you,
right,
then you can come on me all your life and he will let not give you. Then you can take my yoke upon you.
Right.
But that revelation is so important. Revelation come before the key. Because
right,
revelation is the key. He said then, this is a word from the Lord. I'm just giving you step by step. Flaws, F-L-A-W-S, like flaws, you know, will fly away like buzzards.
Hallelujah.
And the future will hang on the wings of the eagle. I tell you, we lost our dominion so much we like buzzards, waiting on something to die. Waiting on Satan to let us have something. Can we please have it, Satan? We're such a powerful people.
Yes, sir.
No longer will my women and men ride on Shetland ponies. They'll ride on stallions of war and proclaim my name, and the fire will come. Ooh. You know, you outgrow a Shetland pony. I outgrew my Shetland pony. My leg was dragging. I couldn't ride that thing. I needed a horse. I rode that thing too long. I finally got me a horse. I said, my God, my leg hanging. See, and most Christians ride in Shetland pony. Why? They're not using the key. These revelations are not to be taken lightly. They will change your life if you take this meeting as being instructed. Not just looking for a promise and a principle. Anybody can follow a promise and a principle. You can get that out of the world. But instruction.
Yes, sir.
In righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
No one you will sit in there with this morning. Not one of your members will know the difference between knocking and unlocking. Because I haven't revealed it to them. I haven't ministered to them. But you as leaders being men, I don't know when I get that to them. I might say it to them this morning. I don't know. But it's just see what have happened. And then now I'm going to take you through some things. This revival. Here's a definition of define revival as the solvent act of God. Now, you're not going to like the next part. But we got to get it, you know. You got to eat all on your plate. In which he restores his own backsliding people to repentance, faith, and obedience.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Now, you're a backslider right. If you're not using your key.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir. That don't mean you're immoral.
Right.
That mean you're not representing right.
Right. Right.
You're a backslider. You backslide on power. You backslide on dominion.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You backslide in properly using the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You backslide at the point of the Holy Ghost can't have free course through you.
Right.
You too busy figuring it out.
God.
Worrying. Fear. Talking about why.
Right.
Why not? You must grow from every attack.
Right. Yes, sir.
And must not take one step back. The sovereign act of God in which he restores his own backsliding people to repentance, faith, and obedience. Lord, we're sorry. We're going to walk by faith and we're going to obey you.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Lord, we're sorry. We're going to walk by faith and obey you. We're going to use these keys. Stop walking in worry. Stop walking in fear.
Right.
Stop walking in doubt.
Right. Yes.
Stop walking in unbelief.
Yes, sir.
Know it.
Yes.
Done. Fly.
Right.
Yes, fly.
Fly.
Stop taking so long to get where you're going in the spirit. That Lord just showed me something. I go back to the scripture. He said, they that wait on the Lord. Then he talked about this shit, mount up on wing of the eagle. So the Lord waiting consists of flying.
Right.
I got to go to Richmond this week. I'm glad I don't have to go on a bus.
Right.
Because if I had to go on a bus this morning, this service is canceled. I'll see y'all later.
Right.
I got to get on the road now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Taking us too long to get where we're going.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
In the spirit,
right.
It's taking us too long.
Right.
We're discrediting the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
We're discrediting the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
We've been taught that way. The church teach you. Just be patient, baby. Keep on praying. Hell, I've been praying 6 months already. I can go to Walmart and get it.
Right.
If God this slow,
right.
Oh, yes, then put God on a Walmart level.
Right.
You have the right, listen to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This will bless you. You have a right to shop in the spirit.
Yes,
sir.
You got to open an account. And the store is always open. Why? Why is the store always open? Why is the store always open? Who can answer that? Thank you, my dear. The rest of them don't even know they got keys. The store is always open because you got keys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. You open it. Remember this. Yes, God is sovereign. But he cannot move in your life without your partnership.
Right.
All right. Let me move fast now. Don't let us burn up your fashana. Let that wind blow. She's just going to move. As Hosea, the prophet, described revival as breaking up far ground that once had been tilled.
Right.
And look, give you a description of that ground. How that dominion ground. That's Hosea 10:12, if you want the scripture. And was mellow and suitable for growing an abundant harvest. But now hardened. And overgrown with weeds. And watch this now. You got to catch this. And all sorts of spontaneous vegetation.
Right.
None of which pleases or is useful to the farmer.
Right.
Now, when we talk about revival, let me give you four or five things here. You're going to understand it. Often revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven fire on earth. It breaks the effect and influence of hell fire on earth and establishes God's kingdom government here on earth. It breaks the effect and influence of hell's fire on earth and establishes God's kingdom government here on earth. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Number three. Oh, I want this over your home here and over your personal life. Watch what it says here. The only way to shut the gates of hell is to open the doors of heaven.
You're right.
Remember, you got your key. Hell break out, unlock one of those doors, and you got it. The only way to shut down the gates of hell is to open the doors of heaven. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 32-38, I won't go to it. The fire came from heaven after the prophet Elijah had built the altar according to his word.
Right.
See, you have to build an altar. I don't really hear what I'm saying. See, yes, God is sovereign, but you build an altar.
Right, sir.
The fire didn't come till Elijah built an altar.
Right.
In other words, you have to give God something to come for.
Right.
Come on, Dad.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
See, we're trying to make God do everything. God already has done what he's going to do for you.
Yes.
But you need to build an altar.
Right.
When you build an altar in face of defying, somebody trying to defy you, because they was trying to defy, he built the altar anyway.
Right.
And he said, I'm going to get crazy. Pour some water on it.
Right. Right.
Three times.
Right.
Then he called for the fire.
Right.
Per se, you can't wait for God to show up, because when you show up, God has showed up.
Right.
Yes,
right.
So you start moving in the spirit,
yes,
and God will back you up.
Come on.
You know you're flying, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know you're flying with keys in your hand.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I ain't waiting on no promo.
Right.
I ain't working no principle. I'm flying.
Right.
I got keys. Promises and principles are my friend.
Right.
They do what I tell them to do.
Right.
Watch this. He'll tell you this over and over again. You're going to see it. And you can apply it personally, and you can apply it in your leadership. The rain came after Noah had built the ark
right.
in according
right.
to his word.
Right, yes, sir. Right.
The fire came after somebody moved on earth.
That's right. That's right.
The rain came after somebody moved on earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Following, watch the next word come up my mouth. Following, watch the next word come up my mouth. Following instruction.
Yes, sir.
This ministry had to follow instruction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There are certain things he's going to tell us to do. Like he woke me up, you know, 4 something that morning. He says, take all our guard down.
Right.
Shut the meditation down. They're not appreciating. Then my son tell me 3 or 4 people called. 1,000 of people were getting that meditation. So they, when they missed it, they ain't called. Shut it down. I think it has to do with when he told me people are coming to shut it down, black it out. Many of my members are going to cock their leg up this morning. Say they're going to be in service. You know the Holy Ghost smarter than us.
Yes, sir.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit came down after the apostles prepared himself cooperatively in the upper room.
Right.
I want you to see this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, faith operate this way. Faith move already knowing it has it.
Right.
It has it.
Right. Right.
When that happened, bam, the Lord moved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's good, Dad.
Thank you.
See, whatsoever you bind on earth.
Right.
Whatsoever you loose on earth,
that's right.
I bind in heaven, I loose on earth.
Right.
If you don't bind nothing, I ain't moving.
Right.
If you don't loose nothing, I'm not moving.
Right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Woo. Now, I want you to get this. God cannot move unless men have prepared themselves in accordance to his revealed word.
Right.
Now notice this now. God does not have to prepare.
Right.
But when he revealed through instruction, through revelation, through insight, through his word, through his man or woman of God
right.
to you to prepare you to move, make your move, then he moving.
Right. Yes, sir.
Actually, I'm hearing this now. You know, it's not nice. But God can't move on some of these foolish prayer we praying.
Right.
If you can help me, Lord. What?
Right.
You just cuss the Lord out if you could help me.
Right.
Lord, see if thou can believe.
Right.
God cannot move unless men have prepared themselves in accordance to his revealed word. Now, sadly say, this morning, most people going to church would not get a revelation. They will get a sermon. They may get happy. They may sweat. But they have no idea about keys. And so we have to, in our leadership, we have to walk heavy. Revival is a sovereign move of God, an intervention of God in the affairs of men. Watch now. Number one, it's not something you and I plan. It is something God does by his spirit. You and I can lay the foundation, prepare, but it's God has to move. You got that? Catching the wave of revival is the unfolding of what it will take to bring revival into our cities and land. And so we're going to have to explain to you the stages of revival. Most people believe we will have to wait for revival because it is a sovereign act and only God can determine when it should happen. And that's only a half truth. Now, I'm going to talk fast now because I'm about to show you six or seven things. I'll give you scriptures. I'm not going to really read the scriptures, but I might say something about them. In 1 Kings 18, I think you just got it, 30:18, the fire came after Elijah built the altar. I told you about the rain came after Noah built the ark. Genesis 6, 14 and 22, 7, 16 and 17. The glory came after Moses built the tabernacle. Exodus 40:34. Listen now, class. The heaven opened after Jesus prayed.
Right.
Luke 3:21. The Holy Spirit came after they had gathered together at the upper room.
Right.
Acts 2:1-4. Notice what's happening. You see the pattern?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit came after the apostle laid their hands on the believers in Samaria.
Yes.
Acts 8:17. See, they're preparing the way for it to happen. So listen. There's something we must do to activate revivals in our cities.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's right. See, fire didn't come till somebody did something. The rain didn't come till somebody through instruction did something. The Holy Ghost didn't come till somebody by instruction followed that instruction, then the Holy Ghost came.
Right.
See. So watch this now. This is heavy, heavy hang over the head. Stop trying to instruct God with scripture.
Right. Yes, sir.
This is what you're gonna do. No, Lossie, no, baby, you're not my instructor. I'm your instructor. Let me give you a revelation so you can do your part so I can come do the part you can't do.
Right.
Yes,
amen. Right.
One of the main reasons that as leaders we're not walking as we should, many ministries are suffering, ministers are suffering, leadership like yourself is suffering because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. That's why. Not doing what they're supposed to do. And so I want you to learn this secret this morning.
Yes, sir.
You put his business first? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He'll open 9 doors you would never get open.
Amen.
While you think you're losing time. He'll open 9 doors for you that you can't get open yourself. When you think you're losing time, I should be doing this. No. You want to know my secret? That's my secret. I don't have no agenda. Besides what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
So then he take care of everything for me. and more beside. You have no excuse being a member of this church, being a leader, walking down any avenue of failure.
Right.
You need to holler out, scream, I'm on the wrong street.
Right.
This is not my life.
Right.
I'm connected. Are you?
Yes, sir.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
See, God connected you with this vision right. for a reason,
right.
for this vision to wrap you up.
Right. Yeah, right. Right. All glory to God.
Only God's business count.
Right. Yes, sir.
Everything else is a little extra.
Right. Yes, sir.
See? Hope you heard me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The stages that I'm going to take you to will help you as leaders to prepare you to walk in the spirit of revival before it break upon us in full scale. See, you got to walk in the spirit of revival. Walk in the spirit of revival. I might get to that, be able to give you a definition of revival real detail. To know how and what to do is an important prophetic insight and perception we need to have. Want me to repeat that? To know how and what to do is an important prophetic insight and perception we need to have. Here's why. Because most Christians are bound by a wrong mentality of the past generation who had insufficient revelation of the future. My goodness. But we are this new generation that know that we have been given keys of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
There are knockers and there are key openers. One believes he can knock, but God will determine if he should open and when he will open. The other believes the tearing is over and he has the keys in his hand.
Yes, sir.
The first believes that God determined the time of our answer, while the other believes the time is when we decide to move in our inheritance.
Mm.
Oh, y'all missed that?
Yeah.
This stuff too deep for y'all. I better shut the book. Listen. The first believe that God determined the time of our answer,
right.
while the other believe the time is when we decide to move in our inheritance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One believe in waiting for God, while the other believe in advancing in the power of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Big difference.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you see?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Big difference. I want you to hear this in a volume. I want you to hear it. It is time for the body of believers to come into a more excellent way of doing things
uh-huh.
and living in his fullness of blessing.
Yes, sir.
These apostolic teaching and procedures will help the church to work out their salvation and come into their inheritance. Remember we told you, work out your own salvation?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Oh, that's enlightening there. When he said, work out your own salvation, that covers all we've been talking about.
Right.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, I give you salvation, I want you to work it out.
Yes.
See, that's why Hebrews 11:6 says something.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 11:6. What y'all know what Hebrews 11:6 said?
Without
faith, what?
Impossible.
He that cometh to God must what?
Believe.
What else?
And that he is a reward of his diligence.
Seek him.
Yes, sir.
See.
No glory.
See. The church has waited too long. The issue has not been in just waiting, but in the maturing of the saints to pursue a more excellent way in the apostolic grace.
Yes,
sir. Apostolic grace is upon this church.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
What apostolic grace mean? The book of Acts come alive.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The kind of action we saw in the book of Acts come back to the church today.
Sir.
The keys of the kingdom is given to a mature church,
yes,
not an immature one,
right,
who will squander her inheritance.
Right. Yeah. Right.
How much can God trust you with? And you'll still be faithful.
Yes, sir.
Right. He said he is faithful with a few things. Then after that, I'll make him ruler of many things.
Right.
So if you're not a ruler of many things, you know what didn't happen, right?
Yes, sir. I'm not faithful with you. Yes, sir.
Why did he? If you coin these words, we'll go in a few minutes. You coin these words in Matthew 6:33.
Mm-hmm.
If you coin those words, all of this will fit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You read my mail?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, seek ye first. Yes.
Right.
You want to know how to become God's favorite?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, seek him first.
Right.
Yes, put everything else.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Everything else down the line.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You become God's favorite, see? You become God's favorite like that, you see? Become God's favorite, then your business, your little desire,
yes, sir.
Your little want.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There's a man and a woman going for it. They're going for exactly what I want to go for. They have learned.
Right.
I'll let them unlock anything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's me and Carolyn's secret.
Yes, sir.
Why God bless her so much. I go for it and she hang on.
Yes, sir.
Guess what, though? Y'all connected.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, right. 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 Right.
So as a leader, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
How do you let me get out of your sight?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And I'm with you every week.
Right.
I'm with you every day, really,
yes,
in prayer. But how you let me get out of your sight?
Right.
God ain't coming down here himself. He sent me.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. I've seen that.
And then called me to be an apostle. See, some was sent, some was called.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Right.
But I'm trying to get the leaders here to see. You have, as the leader of this church, apostolic status.
Right. Amen.
You have strong government in the spirit realm, stronger than you know.
Yes.
But you have to connect with an unbreakable chain.
Yes, yes, sir.
No matter what people say or think.
Right, right.
Come on.
You know. In the name of Jesus,
yes, sir,
in the strongest form you can stand, this apostolic grace, yes, rests on you right now.
Right now.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, this strong apostolic grace rests on your house right now. In the name of Jesus, this strong apostolic grace rests on your mind right now. You will leave out this room apostolic.
Yes, sir.
with the portals of heaven open over you.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
You will leave out of here with keys.
Yes.
That unlock every promise, every principle, every instruction. Oh my goodness. Every instruction.
Thank you, Father.
Every scripture.
Yes.
Will be at your command.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You will not worry about nothing.
Yes.
You will not be fearful anymore.
Yes, sir.
You will live and not die.
Yes, sir.
You will be strong and not weak.
Yes, sir.
You will be blessed and not cursed.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All glory. Thank you, Father.
Woo!
Thank you, Father. All glory, glory.
In the name of Jesus, your blessings are flowing like rivers.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Whatever wasn't regulated, start regulating now. Whatever wasn't working, start working now.
Thank you, Lord.
Need you strong. You need to go be strong. You're going to be strong. You're going to be strong. You're strong. You're strong. You're strong. Live long. Strong. You live long. Strong. Happy. Full of joy.
Glory.
You will be a blessing in your old age. Still strong.
Glory to God.
Don't let that go. Yeah, don't let that go. Don't let that go.
Yes, sir.
Revival had begun.
Yes.
You will see it break out in the service in a few moments.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jump in it.
Yes, sir.
Jump in the river.
Yes, sir.
Jump in the river.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
No more normal living will be in your life. You will have the best of rest. Best in the rest.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
The flowers in your garden are alive. Beautiful. Rejoice. For your promise has been fulfilled.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Touch not that unwanted thing again.
Yes, sir.
Lock it up. Leave it there. In the vault of eternity. You'll never come out to harass me again. I'll lock your tail up in the vault. I don't know how. You get a call when we do it again, all right? All right.
Thank you.
But I feel an intensity. I'm appreciative. You?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
At this time we spend together, you know? And you're leaving out here with an apostolic grace. It's going to be all up in your house.
Yes, sir.
Apostolic grace all up in your car.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Don't look for it no more. He said that flaw has been removed. That harass you. Huh?
Yes, sir.
What the enemy meant for evil, God said to tell you, I've turned it for your good.
Yeah.
You ought to leave out of here happy, boy.
Yeah.
Y'all ought to tear that chuff up this morning, you know. See, I say one word, so what's the matter with her? You're dismissed. I'll get back with you.
Yes, sir.
Barbara Markwell,
glory.
Stop that.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Who got this?